Let's return to a very important story, and that is the murder of Cape Town detective Shel Kinnear on the 18th of September, so we're about a month on from that. And some fairly significant progress has been made. You'll be aware that Zane Killian has been arrested and charged in connection with that murder. He's appeared in the regional court. He's looking for bail. He hasn't got it yet. Kyle Cowan joins me now, investigative journalist at News 24. Very interesting story running on that website regarding the link between the murder of Shel Kinnear through Zane Killian to the attempted hit on very prominent Cape Town attorney... attorney name blanking out on me, which is William Booth. Sorry, my apologies for that. Kyle, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, what is the link between the attempted hit on William Booth and the murder of Shel Kinnear?
So for the listeners who've been following the Shel Kinnear story, you will know that Mr. Killian is charged with conspiracy to murder for tracking Detective Kinnear's cell phone. For a couple of months leading up to the assassination and on the day of the actual shooting. So the information at News 24's disposal, and it seems that the police have now decided to add, or the NPA rather, have decided to add these charges to Mr. Killian's rap sheet, as it were. And today he was also charged with, you know, several offences of communications acts for also tracking the phone of Advocate William Booth.
Now, he says he tracks people as a registered private investigator, but there are some issues around that as well, aren't there?
Yeah, you know, he submitted a zero registration certificate during his previous appearance before court, and there's been some evidence found already that that certificate appears to be bogus. It does not appear that Mr. Killian is a registered security provider of any sort.
Now, Killian clearly is not the man who in either of these instances pulled the trigger. He has clearly, according to the charges he's facing, played a role in tracking and setting up the hits. Are we getting anywhere in terms of anyone else being charged in connection with this?
Well, obviously, that would be quite a sensitive part of the investigation. And then, you know, the police are obviously interrogating Mr. Killian every chance they get. So far, all we know is that he has told the court that he received instructions from a Muhammad, no last name provided, you know, to track this number. It was allegedly part of some marital dispute, the husband trying to track his wife down. And, you know, at this stage, no further details are coming out. But, you know, it is quite obvious that it is linked to, you know, one of the cases that Detective Kinnear was working on. And I'm quite sure that police are quite seriously, you know, asking some quite serious questions of Mr. Killian to find out exactly who paid him, who hired him, and who he was taking instructions from.
And he is not, at this stage, able to get bail.
Well, you know, this is the interesting thing. So he was in court this morning in the Bellville Regional Magistrates Court to apply for bail, and it was set down to be heard over 3 days. But the matter has been postponed until the 27th of November, and it seems that Mr. Killian is going to actually stop, you know, not continue with the bail application, but we'll have to wait until the end of next month to actually find out what's going on.
Kyle Cowan, thank you very much indeed. Update there from News 24 investigative journalist Kyle Cowan on that very, very important case, the investigation into the assassination of Shel Kinnear. Just about a month and a bit on from that. At least that's some progress. Today, the police trumpeting the arrest of five people in connection with the murder of Senzo Mayiwa. Bafana, goalkeeper and captain, one of the most famous people in the country. That's 6 years to the day since he was murdered, and finally we have some arrests.